Welcome to the JakeCast. Hello! Are we going to be talking about music today? Yeah! Now, I want to ask you a question. What's your favorite music, Pappy? We're introducing somebody, and it's my Pappy. Yay for the introducer! Yay!
Hello, I'm Pappy. Now, what was your question again?
Tell the fans what your favorite music is.
Now, do you mean what type of music or a specific band?
A band.
Well, I think that my all-time favorites, there's probably four or five of them, but I'll only give you one. And I'll say they're the Rolling Stones.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think it is. I like them.
You can talk too.
Oh, that sounds like a real good one. Hi, I'm Grandma, and I'm also on this podcast.
Yo, remember, we introduced you on our 30th podcast, and this is our 31st.
Correct. And today's a special day because it's my...
Well, we don't want to say it. We don't want to say it.
Okay. We'll keep that a secret.
Yeah.
I like some classic rock.
It's a special day because... She's 63, and she used to be 62.
I thought we were going to leave that out.
Well, I was like, never mind.
Well, you're the show. You're the podcast.
I have a podcast, so I can say whatever I want.
You can. You're the experienced one.
Yeah.
So I like songs like From Chicago, Foreigner, Grateful Dead.
That's what he likes.
Yep.
Yeah, I do too.
I like a variety of songs from different bands. I don't really have one special band.
Well, tell me your favorite songs.
Are you talking to Pappy?
Yeah.
Well, one of them is from the Rolling Stones that I already mentioned. It's called Sympathy for the Devil.
Ooh, I listened to that when I was born.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you come out wild then, didn't you?
Yeah.
So okay. You really know that song.
Yeah.
And I like...
I even got a CD from it from my Rolling Stones CD player.
That's right. I forgot. Lots of that music. Would you like to hear another song that I like?
Yeah.
I would have to say I like a song called Bad Company by Bad Company.
Both?
Yeah.
Wow.
I really like that one, too.
The song and the band is the same name?
Yeah.
And I like Hush by Deep Purple.
Grandma, I think you'll have to move somewhere.
Because
I'm charging my podcast device.
Okay.
I think you'll have to move, Grandma. Because you won't be in the mic.
That's okay.
Move to where I'm going. Another favorite band.
Of mine?
Of hers.
Of Grandma's.
Yeah.
Having a little technical issue here that Grandma's fixing.
I'm trying to think of... I did think I said Chicago. Aerosmith. I like several Aerosmith songs. I did say the Grateful Dead. But like I said, I don't really have one favorite band. I just like a variety of music. How about you? What do you like?
I like Taylor Swift.
Okay. She's really popular now.
Yeah, I like some Aerosmith. Probably because Taylor Swift, Sailor Swift.
True.
Yeah.
I always do turn it around, don't I?
Yeah.
Sailor Twift.
Let's see another band. I haven't heard Chicago in a long time, so I won't check mark that.
Okay. What about a band that your dad loves?
He's in my podcasts, too.
You like some bands your dad likes, too.
I like some...
That might be the White
Stripes.
Yes, that might be.
I like that song of theirs.
What about Fear Inoculum?
It's a scary song. I haven't heard that in like 20 days, so I won't check mark that.
Okay.
Because I don't even know it. Like so, because I haven't heard them in 20 days.
Yeah, you forget.
You used to hear that almost every day. I guess everybody's tastes change from time to time.
What's your favorite band type? Let's see that.
Band type?
Yeah.
I think more like rock. Yeah,
that's just what he said.
I like classic rock. You know that.
Yeah.
I like classic rock, too, or just rock and roll.
I like some Tool, too.
Yeah.
Now, do you like any country?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question, Pappy.
All right.
So, I'm going to ask you one about music because this podcast is about music.
Okay.
So, what kind of song do you like?
I like a song that has good lyrics that tell a good story. And I like the music to be upbeat, you know. But I like a ballad, too. And I like lots of good guitar and drums.
Ooh, drums. Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Yeah. You got it, man.
What is your favorite instrument?
I have a guitar at home. That's my favorite instrument. I don't have any else.
So you never
sometimes
really...
in my video on YouTube, Indigestion, my dog, was playing the piano. I made that video today.
Indigestion.
That's so funny that your dog's name is Indigestion. I hope he doesn't get very much indigestion.
Yeah.
You could ask who's my favorite guitar player. But you don't have to.
I don't know any guitar player names.
Oh, don't you?
No.
Well, I like Jimmy Page a lot. He was the guitar player for Led Zeppelin.
Did he die?
No, they just aren't together anymore. What made you think he died?
Well, you said they're not together anymore, so that's probably what we think.
I thought he died.
Well, some of them that I liked did die. Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. I know a couple of his songs.
Do you?
Purple Haze.
That's true. That's one of his.
Yeah.
That was a big hit, way, 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 way back before you were born.
Maybe like 1863.
No, not that
That's
far.
Way.
How about 1969?
What about 1900?
No, that's still way too far back.
Yeah.
This has been enjoyable talking about music, even though I don't really spend a lot of time listening to it. As much as
I gotta ask you a question, Grandma.
Okay.
What is your favorite songs?
Wow. Well, like I said, I like a lot of different Aerosmith songs.
I don't think you even said that anyway.
Dream On. Living on the Edge.
I've heard of that title before, but I haven't heard it in like 200 days.
Oh, my. Yeah, we started to get a collection of CDs for us all to listen to every day, didn't we?
Yeah.
She really likes an old Chicago song that she knows the title of.
The one that says, "Hard for me to say I'm sorry."
That's on a new CD I got one time.
Oh.
Yeah, I was bringing it home to my grandma's so Hoogie, my stuffed animal dog, could listen to it.
Stuffed animals like music too, right?
Yeah.
Especially Everybody Scooty. Loves music. You can listen to music in your own house or in your car or walking somewhere.
And actually,
on headphones.
Scooter. Scooter looks a lot ugly now.
Really? What happened to him?
He has his tongue sticking out, his eyes like
bulging in.
This.
Whoa.
His
That's
eyes
a scary
are big.
Scooter.
Yeah.
What happened to him? Was he in a car accident or something?
Well, he didn't ever go in the car.
Ah. You know Scooter. You never know what he's going
he
to be
He probably likes songs like "How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?"
Because he's a dog.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, what's the song again called?
"How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?"
Well, they should name it "How Much Is That Ugly Dog Scooter in the Window?"
Oh, I think that would.
I don't think Scooter would like that.
Well, I think he'd like being called an ugly dog.
Yeah, right.
I think almost all dogs are nice, especially when they're puppies. Yeah. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Cute little puppies.
Cute little puppies. Cute little puppies, oh, cute little puppies.
Well, that's nice that we were able to talk about our love for music today.
Well, we're not done.
Okay.
So, I gotta ask people questions.
Well, let's have them. Can't you think any?
No, I can.
Okay.
What people in the bands you like have died?
Well, that's a good question for me, because there's lots of them.
I don't think anybody in Aerosmith died.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, tell me... So I want you to tell the fans who are listening what music has people inside the music have died.
Okay.
So, Pappy, just take one or two of your bands and you know which ones.
Well, I do know. Let me tell you, the Doors. Did you ever hear of them?
Well, did a person in them die?
Yes. His name was Jim Morrison, and he was 27 years old when he died. How do you like that?
Ooh, that's a young one.
That is a young one. And Jimi Hendrix, of the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
He died.
He died. And I believe he was 27.
No, I think he was 35, even though I was trying to guess.
Oh, well, we can check it on.
Online. Yeah, we can check it on mine when I'm done with this podcast.
Okay. And let me think of someone else. From the Eagles, Glenn Frey died.
How about anybody in Led Zeppelin?
None of them. Oh, yeah. John Bonham died, the drummer.
Oh. How about anybody in the Grateful Dead?
Jerry Garcia.
Oh, he's the favorite. He was the lead singer and I think the lead guitarist.
Definitely lead guitar.
If I'm not mistaken.
And he wrote a lot of the songs.
And when we go on car trips together, like summer vacations, then we love to put in the Grateful Dead CD and listen to all their music.
Let me tell you. So, I'm going to ask these people another question. How many people are still alive in the bands?
Well, in the Grateful Dead, I believe they're all alive except for Jerry.
Bob Weir?
He's still alive, definitely. He's still playing.
He's still playing and he's still alive.
Yeah, well, that's good. Man and man. You got to have one. You got to have the alive.
Now, Aerosmith, there was Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Joey Kramer.
Yeah, I can picture him. Tom Hamilton.
They're all still alive. But I do not think they're playing anymore as a band together.
And the Rolling Stones?
Probably not, because I don't even... Because they're not even a friend to me.
Well, the Rolling Stones are also... have members that... One died, Charlie Watts. That was just 2 years ago. But the other ones are still living. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and the other guitar player that I can picture him, but I can't think of his name.
That's funny.
That is funny. Ronnie Wood. He's still alive.
Ronnie Wood, you're still alive.
Got any more questions, or do you want me to tell you some more dead people?
Well, that's alive people, though.
Those were live ones, yeah.
How
about the Beatles?
Give me a question.
How about all the band members from Tool? Are they still all alive?
Probably.
And who is the lead band member of Tool? What is his name?
Well, the band member,
yes,
is named Maynard.
Maynard is the head band member?
Yep.
Yeah, there's no lead one, though.
Oh. What does he do? What's his... does he sing, play the guitar?
No, he just sings.
Oh.
And he writes lyrics, too. To the songs.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That sounds pretty awesome. To be able to write your own songs and put your own music to it.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah, if you wrote a song with the pen real little, if the song was very long.
Right.
Any more questions for you, Mr. Podcaster?
Well, Nick? I got a question. Do some band people eat cake?
I'll bet you 99% of them eat cake. Just like the rest of the population.
Especially when it's on their birthday.
Well, yeah.
Because you need a birthday or you won't go happy.
And we won't really tell how old we are, but we're definitely older than Jake.
He already told how old you are.
And we're apart, so actually 62 to 72. I mean 63 to 72.
Hey.
Thanks for correcting that.
Good damn, how old I am.
Oh, so Pappy is now...
72 and you're 63.
Right.
How did that happen? Because his birthday is more than hers.
Later in the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which month is it, do you know?
The...
September.
September 18th. September 14th. I got it wrong.
That's just like yours is.
Yeah, that's someone else's. That's...
Well, that would actually be pretty good. That means he wouldn't have turned that age till 4 more days later.
That would be bad if that happened.
We could just not have any more birthdays and I'll stay 72.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Well, this
then you wouldn't never die.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So I got another question for you.
Oh, you do.
Now, do some band members eat food? Yes, because they would die.
Right.
Correct.
That's a good answer. Yes, or they would die.
Do some band members eat healthy food?
I don't know. A lot of them are skinny from my generation that were rock and rollers. But that's mostly because they didn't eat.
They were busy making music and writing music.
I'm sure they like cake.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of the music person named... I can't think of his name. Anyway, he's real big and heavy.
He's showing his age now that he can't remember his name.
Never mind. You're the questioner anyway. I shouldn't ask a question, huh?
Well, you can ask me a question.
I can
right
ask
now.
You a question.
So, ask me a question.
I'd like to know when you and your dad are going.
Well, I gotta give Pappy to ask me a question.
Okay.
So, give me a question, Pappy.
Well, how long have you been doing podcasts?
This is my 31st, and the other time I have. So, this is my 31st podcast that I'm making right now.
Yeah. Now, do you usually have guests on your podcast with you?
What do you mean?
Do you always have a guest, or do you just do a podcast by yourself sometimes?
No, I have a guest. Yeah, I have a guest.
Well, you must have some good podcasts to listen to with other guests. Or good ones. Good podcasts.
And what kind of topics do you cover? Just pretty much a wide range
of anything? Before you made this podcast, you said, Codcast.
I did. I'm famous for...
Like a wrong one. Like a wrong guy. You're like, you don't even know anything.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Probably, yes.
Like, can I ask you what your age was when you started your podcast?
I first made my podcast at 3 years old.
Oh, wow. My. That's wonderful. And you're
That's
now...
That's an early start.
Yeah. I used to not really talk that much. I used to talk nonsense in my podcast.
Oh.
When I was 3.
Were you ever on anyone else's podcasts? Oh, you had your own, though. So you didn't need anyone else's.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't ever meet anybody's podcast.
Yeah.
And who taught you how to do all this podcast stuff?
This is an app called Spotify for podcasters I'm using for these podcasts.
But who actually taught you?
My dad, because he's the only one who made the podcasts. He made the podcasts with me till the 30th podcast.
Oh.
He only made my podcasts only... And then he stopped at 30. So, the dad podcasts, 29 podcasts, was the dad podcasts.
Oh.
And do you like everything about...
What, did you fire
about...
him or what?
He's still on my podcast.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Do you like everything about how you edit and produce and everything associated with that?
Yeah, I know how to make YouTube videos.
Do you actually do thumbnails?
Yeah.
Wow. I
do the thumbnails. My dad doesn't do the thumbnails.
Doesn't he?
No.
Well, there you learned something that he did not learn.
Yeah.
So you can teach that to him.
Well, maybe... Well, I think he knows everything.
Yeah, because you always say he's a...
He's an expert at everything.
Yes. Well, it's a good thing that he is. That way you can teach
he's
him.
An expert. He's an expert at all the things in the world.
Everything.
Wow.
Well, he probably doesn't know how to pronounce pneumonotal microscopic silicogoniosis. Probably not.
Yeah, but you do. You know how to pronounce
Yeah.
There's not too many people that do know how to pronounce that word except for you.
Well, except for Siri. She knows every word.
Yeah.
And the whole world.
Well, I've enjoyed talking with you
fun.
On this podcast.
This is fun.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask you another question.
Now, who are you asking this? Grandma or Pappy?
Pappy. Both? You, Pappy.
You can ask Grandma.
Well, I'm going to ask both.
Okay.
So, do band members usually... wear glasses?
I think some do, even when they really don't need them. They just put...
Well, tell me some bands that do.
ZZ Top. They have real long hair and they wear dark sunglasses.
They have a real long beard.
Correct.
Yeah.
Boy, you've seen them
before?
Do
you know any of their songs?
Yeah, I've saw their picture.
What about the band Kiss? They have a total makeover of a costume. so you don't really see what they actually look like. I think they have 4 members in their band.
Probably.
And the lead singer is Gene Simmons. I do know that much. So, Pappy, what do you know about band members that
band
wear
members
glasses?
With glasses?
Yeah.
Back in, way, way back when I was young, there was a group called Freddie and the Dreamers. And they had black, thick, at least Freddie did, black, thick frame glasses. And he looked like a nerd.
I think all one I can remember, too, is Roy Orbison.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
So, I'm going to tell these fans the singer of Queen. His name is Freddie Mercury.
That's right. Very good.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Going back to your question about ones that died, Freddie died.
But he was a great artist at what he did, and he would be sadly missed by everybody who loved his music.
Yeah, it's so sad.
It is so sad. But he at least made all this music that we can listen to and remember him.
Do you know any of his songs, Jake? Queen?
I know Bicycle Ride.
How about Bohemian?
Yep.
What's in that rest of it?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That was their big thing. That was their most famous song.
It's called Bohemian. Bohemian Rhapsody.
How about Radio Gaga?
That's actually one of his.
Yeah. There's one called Lady Gaga.
That's a singer. Huh.
Yeah.
She's a lady.
What was the song the Queen...
And Lady Gaga has a song called Poker Face.
Really?
Wow. I don't know.
Yeah, she does. She does have a song.
Did she want somebody to poke her face?
Yeah. Probably, because the song name is Poker Face.
I'm trying to think.
Well, it's not called Poke Her Face. It's
Face. I thought it was Poke Her Face.
Of the Queen song where they got the whole audience involved, which he did that on a lot of his songs. And he would say one part, and then he'd point to the audience, and they'd sing the other part.
I know what you mean, but I can't think of the name.
We Are the Champions? I believe.
We Will Rock You goes, there's fans that go.
We're like at a Queen concert.
Wow. That was awesome.
That's like we're at a Queen concert. I almost said clean concert.
A clean Queen concert. That was good.
Yeah. Queen concert.
Where would you rank Queen as far as the best bands ever, Jake? Would you put them pretty high?
I will put them on number one because I really like them.
Wow.
Yeah, I like them too.
They're probably top 5 for me. Maybe not, but
well,
I like them.
Yeah, I'm number 1.
You're number 1.
I'm number
you and Freddie.
Yeah, I'm number 1 on Queen.
Yes.
I'm number 2 on a little bit of Toll. Well, actually, Toll, for me, it's number 40.
40?
Wow,
oh, you
they
dropped
them
in
down.
A hurry.
Wow.
Well, I name them top 3 because my favorite bands are just Taylor Swift and Aerosmith and Toll.
So you
Tool's on number three.
So you change it up every so often.
No.
No, you pretty much keep it the same.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'm glad that you invited Pappy and I to your podcast today.
I gotta ask you guys another question.
What? You going somewhere, Grandma?
Yeah, she was like, oh, I don't want to do any more questions.
Well, you can ask me, Jen.
I want to ask both.
Well, that's Grandma okay. Go right ahead.
Do.
Do some band members have songs that they play not really instruments in?
You mean that they don't? If they don't play an instrument, that they sing, maybe?
Well, if they don't play an instrument like guitar, drums, some do have not really instruments. Some do have...
They just sing.
Yeah, some have... Some songs have instruments that aren't really instruments, and they bring the... And they bring the thing that they want to play. Like it's not really an instrument. It's just... Yeah, like, everything's an instrument, they say.
Like a tambourine?
Like...
You know, that thing they shake and hit against their hand?
Like a book.
Maracas?
Like a book. Well, maracas are, I'm saying... Some band members have songs that they have not, that they don't have really instruments in. Xylophones are an instrument, but I'm talking about they bring things that really aren't an instrument to play.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We got it. So, sometimes in bands, there's a singer that doesn't play any instrument. Did you notice that? That they just sing every song. They don't play an instrument. Like Maynard. He doesn't play any instrument. He just sings every song.
No, I'm saying...
I know what you were saying. I'm just saying that as an add-on. Okay.
So I got do some band members drink coffee?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of band members.
Oh yeah, because they're up late traveling
and writing songs
and practicing.
Well, why don't they just drink water instead of coffee?
Well, because coffee has caffeine in it. Helps them stay awake.
Do the band members like caffeine?
Most of them, yeah.
To keep them awake.
Most adults. Your daddy drinks coffee, all right?
Yeah.
And he's not a musician. But he drinks a lot of coffee.
Yeah, I'm sure that he likes caffeine. Caffeine.
That's the ingredient.
Coffee. Coffee. Mixing two together.
Yeah.
Caffeine and coffee.
Yeah, you might as well say caffeine. Because that's why they drink it.
Yeah, I messed my word up a little.
Yep.
I got you another question.
All right, hit me. No, don't hit me. Just ask me the question.
Do some band members wear, really nice-looking shirts?
That's a split. Lots of them do wear nice-looking clothes, but some of them end up taking their shirts off or ripping them off and... They're running around without any shirt on at all.
Because they're so hot on the stage. Yeah. Singing the whole time.
And Freddie Mercury used to just wear, like,
maybe like little shorts.
No. I meant the shirt. They call it a name, but I don't want to say that.
Tank top.
Yeah, tank top. A white tank top with his arms out and everything. Remember seeing Freddie like that?
I didn't ever see Freddie.
Oh, I'll have to show you a video of him. You'll like it. He dances and he gets the crowd all fired up.
Yes, he's a very good artist.
But he died.
But he died.
Yes, he did.
But there's lots of film of him. Lots of video of him.
He has real great songs, but I wish he could make another one, but he's dead.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make any more.
Well, if he's dead, he can't do anything, so he won't.
Poor old
people,
Fred.
If people are dead, they can't talk, they can't do anything.
Ah, you're not getting anything out of that. So,
you can talk because she has to do something.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to say something or do you want to ask me something?
I'm going to ask you a question.
All right, hit me.
Do some band members make podcasts? Yes. Taylor Swift has a podcast.
Does she? I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
I'll bet you a lot of people listen to that, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know any other singers who have a podcast. Maybe if they were retired or something they would, because, you know, then they don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
But while they're playing with a band, probably not.
Like, probably over 61 people are retired. Like, see that sign up there? It says retire because my grandma's retired.
Yes, that's
because
true.
She's over 61 and she's 63.
That's right. She turned 63 today.
It's May 13th and it's May 13th. That's her birthday.
Yeah. And her daughter's birthday was 2 days ago. Who would that be?
I don't know who her daughter is.
Christina!
Oh!
And she was on May 11th. And I forget how old she is.
She's 35.
She was born in 89. So she's 35.
Yeah, 1989.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, she's not 35. 1889 because she'd be...
135.
Yeah, 135. Well, she'd be really ugly if she was a girl and 135 years old.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell her you said she's ugly.
So... I make some music.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you play the xylophone, the piano, the guitar,
well,
the harmonica.
I actually publish my music on here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, now that I didn't know. And do you have a title to your song?
Yes, because if I try to publish it without a title, then it won't work.
I can understand that. That's true. Hmm. And by on here, you mean on YouTube?
This app is called Spotify. Spotify for podcasters, not YouTube for podcasters. Because remember, this doesn't have a camera.
Oh, okay. Very good. Now I'll keep
see
that
right
separate.
There? Doesn't have a camera.
Huh. Well, that's all right. It's still good to talk, huh?
Yeah, we can still talk.
Yeah.
Because, well, if you Well, if you don't talk in podcasts, then they won't even like them.
That's going to be a pretty boring podcast if nobody's talking. Right?
Yeah.
What would they do? Whistle. For 44 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh. So, any more questions there, podcaster?
No.
Got to pretty much wrap it up?
Yeah.
You want to sign off?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
So, this is what I say when I sign off.
Alright.
This has been the Jake Cast.
This has been the Jake Cast. And see you later.
See you later.